the text from 1 Timothy chapter 2. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. This short text from Holy Scripture can give us a whole textbook of Christian theology. This short text of Holy Scripture is also a very personal and encouraging message to each of us from our Heavenly Father. It strengthens and comforts us because we know that we need someone to stand between us sinners and God who is holy and righteous. Sometimes we are afraid to talk to someone we have hurt. We know that sense of guilt, fear, shame. In a real sense, we should be terrified of God because we have hurt him, offended him, sinned against him. We have broken his rules, his holy law, which we know to be good and right and true. Instead, we have done bad and wrong and false things. God has every right to be angry with us. And our first instinct is to run away and hide, like Adam and Eve, try to cover up our sin, try to hide, try to blame others, or make excuses. You have done that, and I have done that. Sometimes a friend will try to intervene for us when we're in trouble, try to soften the blow with the person who is angry with us, to make things a little better before we confront the issue. With God, we have something even better. Someone doesn't just soften the blow, doesn't just prepare God to hear our confession and plead for our leniency toward us. Someone stepped in and took the full brunt of God's anger and the punishments that should come to us. And it wasn't just someone. It was, as Paul says, Christ Jesus, who is God and man at the same time, who served as our mediator, our go-between, who gave himself as a ransom for all. Those names and descriptions are amazingly powerful. Jesus is our mediator because we can't defend ourselves. We have no excuse, no alibi, no way out. We are guilty, plain and simple. But Jesus steps in between us and God to spare us from God's wrath. He is Christ Jesus. We say those names so simply, but they tell us who he really is and what he does for us and for all people. Christ is that Greek form of the Hebrew Mashiach or Messiah. It means the anointed one. Christ Jesus is God's own Son, the one chosen to be the Savior of all people. He is that one promised seed from the line of Adam and Eve who would crush the serpent's head. And thereby, he saves us, which is what the name Jesus means. Remember that the angel told Joseph he should be called Jesus because he shall save his people from their sins. He is the mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. Paul emphasizes that our mediator is truly human, just like us, but without sin. He knows what it's like to have a human body, to be hungry, to be thirsty, to be tired. And through his passion, he knew even deeper pain and suffering than we will ever know. He knew rejection. He knew death. He knew eternal death. How comforting and reassuring to us that Christ Jesus is our human brother who knows our pains and suffered them for us. Because Jesus is true man, born of the Virgin Mary, he can be the real and true substitute to take our place. no angel could suffer for us. God could not create some new creature to bear the sin of mankind. Jesus, as God and man, as God alone, could not really suffer and die. But he became man, human, our brother, to take our place and free us from sin. And St. Paul goes on to describe Christ Jesus as the ransom for all. He is the one who releases us who are bound with the chains of sin. He is the one who frees us, delivers us, liberates us from sin, death, even from the devil. In God's court of law, he didn't just negotiate a better deal for us. He didn't get us off on a plea bargain. He stepped in and took that guilty verdict on himself, suffered the punishment, paid the complete price for our sins, our crimes, our wrongs, our faults, our rebellions, our transgressions, our trespasses. We owed an enormous debt to God for our sins, and we couldn't pay that penalty. So Jesus pays it for us. He releases us, frees us, liberates us. He is our mediator who gave himself as the ransom for all. And that is another important word, for all. Who is included? Who did Jesus save? Who is included in this word, ransom for all? You are, and I am. The whole world is included. Jesus paid the ransom for all people, for all sinners, and we are all sinners. And that simple passage is so important. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Jesus died for you, for the person next to you, for the person in front of you, for the whole world. There's no doubt, no doubt at all. And that is so comforting for our salvation. That is the center of Christian faith, that God came to save all people. It is God's free gift to you through Christ Jesus, our brother, our mediator, the ransom for all. When you leave here today, you are unburdened from your sin. You are forgiven. You are baptized. You are God's own child through faith in God's promises. Be thankful and grateful to Christ Jesus, our brother, our mediator, our Savior. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.